Sodanandana Brajajanarandana Jamanathirabhana Chadi Jamanathirabhana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Kunjabi Hari Gopi jana bala bha girivara dhari Nama girivara dhari Gopi jana bala bha girivara dhari Jasodanandana Brajajanarandana Jasodanandana Brajajanarandana Jamanathirabhana Chadi Jamanathirabhana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Jaya Vishnupad Mahamsa Hari Vidagacharaja Astatarasata Si Sri Madhya's Divine Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Siddha Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Granta Rajshri Mad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Pimanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 13 from this wonderful chapter 14, Canto 10. Jagat Trayanto Dati Samplavode Narayanas Yodhara Nabhi Nalat Vinirgato Jas Pritidvan Navai Misha Quintvishvara Tvan Navinir Navinirgato Smi Jagat Trayanto Dati Samplavode Narayanas Yodhara Nabhidhalat Vinirgato Jastvati Ban Navai Musha Kintvishvara Tvan Navinirgato Smi jagatrayanto dadhisam plavode Dati samplavode Jagatraya of the three worlds, Anta in the dissolution, Udadhi of all the oceans, Samplava of the total deluge, Udhe in the water, Narayanasya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Udara, growing from the abdomen. Nabhi, from the navel. Narat, out of the lotus stem. Vinirgataha came out. Ajaha Brahma. To indeed. Iti thus speaking. Vak the words. Na are not. Vai certainly. Mrsha false. Kinto, thus, Ishara, O Lord, Tvat, from you, na not vinirgataha specifically emanated asmi am I. Translation, my dear Lord, it is said that when the three planetary systems are merged into the water at the time of dissolution, your plenary portion, Narayana, lies down on the water. Gradually a lotus flower grows from his navel, and Brahma, who is speaking, takes birth upon that lotus flower. Certainly, these words are not false. Thus am I not born from you? Purport. Although every living being is a child of God, Brahma here makes a special claim because he takes birth on a lotus flower that emanates from the navel of Narayana, the personality of Godhead. Ultimately, all living beings are equally expansions of the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord. But Brahma has an intimate relationship with the Lord because of the activities of the universal creation. And so he uses the prefix V in the word Vinirgata to beg the Lord's special mercy. Lord Brahma is called Aja because he is not born from any mother, but rather emanates directly from the body of the Lord, as Srila Prabhupada states in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, quote, it is naturally concluded that the mother of Brahma is Narayana. On these grounds, Lord Brahma is requesting special forgiveness for his offenses. Those of you familiar with Chaitanya Charitamrita are well aware that this verse is elaborately discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, or the implication of this verse. You are my father. And the response from Krishna is, whoa, Brahma, consider what you're saying. I'm a little boy. You're the original being in the whole universe, and you're calling me your father. Please consider. And then Brahma continues to say, are you not that same Narayana? Here, and he gives three proofs. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study of the graduate study, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study of Bhagavad Gita. So there's nothing here that's different from Bhagavad Gita, it's just more detail. So from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate, or there's no truth superior to me. Matak paratram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya. And so Krishna is the absolute truth. Vedanta is searching for that. So Krishna is that. Stated in Bhagavad Gita. And then in the Bhagavatam are the Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. We hear from Jiva Goswami that this is the one verse out of the 18,000 verses that's governing all the other verses. Meaning, the other verses are to be understood in the context of this verse.
that Krishna is the Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, that's the original source of everything. And everything else, including Krishna's appearance as the son of Vasudev in his four-armed Narayana form, Krishna appearing, or Vishnu form, Krishna appearing in those forms, Krishna in Vrindavan is the source of them all, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. So that's the statement in Canto 1, Chapter 3, the governing verse that rules this one. And Brahma, is being the knower of the Vedas, he is stating it in an interesting way. And those that don't have the guidance of our acharyas probably are not going to pick up on the innuendo that's being presented here. But he's saying that the word in the verse is Narayana. Narayana Udara. Udara, just like Damodara. Udara means the waist. And Narayana Udara Nabhi Navat. Nabhi is navel. And Nalat is the lotus stem. So here we have Brahma is addressing Krishna as Narayana, and he's also indicating Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Say it again, because it can be really confusing for people that don't know Krishna is the source of everything. He's referring to Krishna as Narayana, and then in the same line, Narayana who is Garbhadaksha Vishnu. And it's not double talk, because if you remember from the previous, before this chapter, Krishna showed all the cowherd boys and all the calves were simultaneous with showing all of them who were kidnapped in the cave forms of Narayana, and with all of the potencies of Narayana surrounding Narayana, each one of them, because Narayana has how many potencies? Unlimited. And how many Narayanas? Well, one for each cow and calf and cowherd boy, but unlimited. And Narayana, so the teaching that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to Sanatana Goswami in the postgraduate study is these forms of Vishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu in this case, but the personality of Godhead Mahavishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu and Shiradaksha Vishnu, those Vishnu forms, the Vishnu Tattva forms, they're expansions of Sankarshan in Vaikuntha, who is one of the expansions of Narayana in Vaikuntha, the second quadruple in Prabhupada's language. So, for new people, what to speak of speculators, for new people, it gets pretty complex. It's supposed to be like just chant to be happy, right? Just like really simple. And just chant to be happy and be simple. But for those who wish to know details and details and just how great is God and how he can expand himself unlimitedly, and even expanding himself unlimitedly, he may expand himself unlimitedly in less than the fullness of the original source. But each one is equal to, but not necessarily manifesting all the fullness. Like, Narayana is not manifesting the same sweetness of Krishna in Vrindavan. doesn't mean he's not sweet. He just doesn't manifest that. And with that sweetness comes an intimacy that's found in Goloka. And then that Narayana expands as the Chaturvyuha. Aides de camp is another term that Prabhupada uses, which is a British term as far as I know. The aides de camp, they assist the king. Kind of not like ministers exactly, advisors to the king. They're his right-hand men, aides de camp. They take care of whatever it is, the bidding of the king. That's what they do. And so these four, and then Sankarshan expands as Vishnu forms. And they're all, Brahma understands, because he's Brahma. He doesn't have a foggy understanding, he has a clear understanding. And to complicate things a little bit more, hope your seatbelt is fastened. Because in the first line, this word samplavo, samplava, samplava, it's the total annihilation. There's the end of the day of Brahma, and there's the end of the life of Brahma. And the samplava indicates the end of the life of Brahma. Total annihilation. And then similarly, udadhi, all of the oceans, samplava, all of the oceans, so in creation there's oceans, and all of the oceans merge into where? The Mahatattva. The Mahatattva is under the control of Mahavishnu. So Brahma's referring to Krishna, who is Mahavishnu, Narayana, and Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And that's just in the first two lines, and he didn't even finish. But you, Krishna, standing before me with a lump of yogurt in your hand, with unblinking eyes and smiling at me, you're my father. Are you not my father? So then comes this word. It's in the verse twice, and Prabhupada points it out once. The next word, vinirgata. It's in the third line and the fourth line, vinirgata. Nirgata means came out, or he emerged from, and vi is emphasis, especially. So the way Prabhupada explains this is all living entities, aham bija pratak pita, Krishna is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Brahma is making a special claim, vi nirgata. Of all living entities that merge into the body of Mahavishnu at the time of cosmic annihilation, samplava, along with the oceans and everything else into the Mahatattva, I have a special claim. What's that? So I came from this stem, from the navel, and upon the lotus stem, the lotus flower from Garbhadakshay Vishnu is kind of, he's not differentiating, it's not a long dissertation, he's just kind of saying it in one verse. But I, along with all the other living entities, I have a special claim. And what's that special claim? You're my father. And you're my mother. Because that was in the previous verse. I'll remind you. Text 12. Kim kalpate matur. The mother. Adhoksaja. the mother. So Krishna is, as in 9.17, says, I'm the mother and the father. And so many other things he is. Because he's the source of everything, so he's the original mother. But the original mother in one sense, that is, the Prakriti that mothers are deployed in supplying Prakriti or the ingredients for the development of the body of a child, they're dependent upon Prakriti. And Prakriti is under Krishna's direction. It's Krishna's Prakriti. And so, in that sense, because living entities take birth with bodies made of Prakriti, and Prakriti is under Krishna's control, and it's his energy, so he's the mother. Logic is he's the mother. But Brahma has a special claim. All living entities, they also have Prakriti as their mother. But you, Krishna, in your form of Garbhadakshay Vishnu, without the help of Lakshmi, I came from your body, and so you're my mother, as well as my father. And he's not like showing off his wisdom, the explanation is given. It's his special appeal for mercy, because mothers are known to be merciful. Some mothers aren't, but mothers are known to be merciful. Not the disciplinarian in the family as much as the father is. When it gets really tough, the father's called in to be the disciplinarian. But mothers are mothers. Like, you know, the kicking of the child from the previous verse, and the abdomen of the mother excuses, and I'm like that, and so I few kicks, and please give your forgiveness. I'm punishable, but I'm also forgivable. So he's appealing to the forgiveness feature. So it's a lot of philosophy in this little verse. And then the postgraduate study goes further and further with it. Now supposing somebody, there's lots of people. Supposing somebody doesn't have contact with disciplic succession, what are they going to understand from this? Even another sampradaya that doesn't have Lord Chaitanya's and his followers' revelations embedded within this, what are they going to understand from this? Well, it depends. Narayana is the supreme. From Narayana comes different expansions. Krishna is one of those expansions. And this is just praise of Narayana. That's some people will understand. So, let's hear what Vishwanath and Jiva Goswami have to say. Vishwanath writes, it's very short. The sun also comes out of the womb, eventually. That is explained in this verse. During the time of dissolution of the universes in the water, where all the oceans are merged, others may or may not come from you, but certainly do I not emerge from you? Short. And Jiva Goswami, this is Jiva Goswami, really intricate. Since by mercy you became my father, since by mercy you became my father, you should forgive me. He praises the Lord as Virad Antaryami, the soul of the universe. here he's saying, known as Aniruddha or Shiradakshayi Vishnu, different from the second Purusha, because if you remember from the previous verse, it was making reference to Pradyumna, the second expansion, second Purusha. I don't understand what he is intending from this, because it's about Mahavishnu and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. There isn't anything about that I can see. He sees something I can't see. That he's praising Virat Antaryami. As far as I know, that's Virat Antaryami, the soul of the universe, that's Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Then there's the soul of the living entity within every atom, that's Shiradakshaya Vishnu. But in any case, different from the second Purusha. At the time of devastation of the universe, Jagat Trayanta, in the water remaining at the beginning of Brahma's day, so that's the Garbhadak Ocean at the bottom of the universe, Brahma came out of the lotus of Narayana's navel. Or, so he gives three alternative readings. In the Garbhadak Ocean at the bottom of the three worlds, Brahma was born from the lotus. There's another explanation. This describes Brahma's birth, not his day, which we discussed. There's the end of the day and a partial dissolution, and then there's the total samplava. The word udra suggests everything existed within him at that time, within Narayana or Vishnu. Nalat means from the lotus, indicated by its stem. And then it comes some technical. The word Sanskrit stuff. The word tu suggests that Brahma came out without a mother. He also stayed for a long time within Vishnu before coming out. Vi Nirgata. It's his disciples. Vi Nirgata is, he has a special claim that from long time within Vishnu before he came out, Vinirgata. And then finally, the last sentence in Jiva Goswami's commentary, he says, O Lord, to indicate that he is still not qualified to think of the Lord as his father. And thus he's presenting it as a question. Are you not my father? O Lord? Now, Brahma is not a resident of Goloka or Gokula. His mood is different. He has knowledge of all of that, but his mood is not that mood. Narada, the disciple of Brahma, also understands all that, but it's not his mood. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, doesn't understand what they understand, but her mood is different, and so forth. So this mood of the residents of Vrindavan, Kunti can't understand the mood of the love of Mother Jasoda. It's inexplicable to her. And how Krishna reciprocates with that mood of the love of Mother Jasoda. Not by play acting, but being afraid and crying. He enjoys crying. In an ecstatic expression of loving exchange with Mother Jasoda. Queen Kunti can't understand that. And there's other examples. It's revealed, it's inexplicable, except through Lord Chaitanya and his associates, because Lord Chaitanya's descent was not only to give Krishna prema, but specifically Braja prema, and Braja prema has some qualification that Rupa Goswami discloses, and that is one has to have the mercy of an eternal associate of Krishna, or Regatmaka Bhakta. So supposing one's just a simple person and they just like chanting Hare Krishna, so they just chant Hare Krishna. And chanting Hare Krishna in the mood of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that happiness comes. But there are those that can explain it, and the acharyas are those who explain it, and embedded in the messages of the Bhagavatam, especially when heard from this line of disciplic succession, then it's very special. Again, supposing somebody recites Srimad Bhagavatam and they're a professional reciter, don't hear that. That's the warning of our founder Acharya and previous Acharyas. You know, for cheap adoration or whatever it is, for monetary something or other, or followers or something. But we hear in disciplic succession, that's where we'll get the benefit. And following Srila Prabhupada's example, just listening to some recordings, 1966, Prabhupada is explaining these things. You know, it's a very simple language to really new people, just imagining the audience, the 1966 audience, what did they understand? And Prabhupada knew, you know, they were wet wood. Still, he was explaining, you know, in simple language. He was going through Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami. Of course, starting with Kayami, what am I? But you know, that doesn't stop there, it keeps going. So to make that postgraduate study digestible by new people, Prabhupada wanted to do that. So he did it. He could have chosen to do anything. But he wanted his students, during his physical presence, to understand these things. Because otherwise, later on, as knowledge of the Vedas and yoga and kirtan and teachings and Krishna's pastimes and stuff started to proliferate, because they were from the time visas were being permitted, tourist visas were permitted, which is the year that Prabhupada came, 65. After World War II, there was a bunch of people that came from India getting what they wanted to get, but not giving. So, knowing that that would continue, Prabhupada wanted to give the genuine thing in a digestible form. So, Krishna book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. So, for us, chanting is efficient, and it's very helpful, nourishing, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's the scriptural foundation and basis for the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the mood of Lord Chaitanya, the residence of Vrindavan, which is exactly what's going on here. It's Lord Brahma, who is visiting Vrindavan and getting an eyeful. Direct experience, because he's Lord Brahma. So it's instructive to us in a number of ways, and I'll end with this. Brahma is his pride curbed. He's responding in a proper way to his pride being curbed. He's expressing in explicit terms Krishna's position, because that helps, if you understand Krishna's specific position, it helps to take full shelter of him exclusively. Because anything else that's out there, he's the source of that anything else that's out there. Anything. And we also are less than perfect, and we make mistakes because we're less than perfect. He's acknowledging his mistake. He's not covering up his mistake. And he's appealing for Krishna's mercy to not have his relationship with Krishna. So it's instructive to us. Let our relationship not be interrupted by that mistake that I made. And one of the purposes of the details of sambandha gyan, understanding the relationship of all things with the source of emanation, is it then places like a laser focus on the process of shelter taking. Unto whom? Because if we're not so clear, then that shelter taking will also be not so clear. It won't be so very focused, singular. Therefore, it's helpful for us. And to hear from Brahma, it's natural, because he's the head of our sampradaya. And even the head of our sampradaya made this, we can say, inspired by Krishna mistake, so that Brahma could be instructed, or Brahma could express understandings that we wouldn't understand otherwise unless Brahma expressed them. Or elaborations in the 10th canto of something that's said in the 1st canto to help reinforce what's already there in the 1st canto. Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. In one sense, that's sufficient. Or it's the beginning, and it's when after the beginning comes a further understanding of who Krishna is, which gives further inspiration for further surrender. That's the benefit for us in reading Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing these intricate details about Krishna Tattva. Any discussion? Yeah, Raktak, your hand went flying up.
Hare Krishna. Is the ISKCON Sampradaya the topmost Sampradaya?
No, it's not ISKCON Sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And ISKCON is a branch of that. Does that help?
So what is the significance of the other sampradayas compared to?
What's your question specifically?
What's that?
How do we compare it to the others is your question?
Yes.
Well, it's on the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand, They're all equally bona fide because they're bona fide disciplic successions. And then the unequal part, while equal, the unequal part is Lord Chaitanya appeared in this line, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself showing by example what Sarvadharmam Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja looks like. And when doing so, not only he showed by personal example, but he was distributing Braja Prem. So that's the unequal part. Now, it doesn't mean that other sampradayas don't have a clue about Braja Prem. Their foundational teachings express Braja Prem, two of them, uniqueness of Braja Prem. So but the speciality is in this line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And in this, and this is, you know, subjective or maybe empiric, like just fact, Srila Prabhupada achieved something that's never been achieved before in the history of theology. Very powerful. So that's something very special. In a short period of time, he achieved it. So it wasn't just because he used technology. It wasn't just because, you know, he was good at business. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, this is a little Prabhupada story. Those of you who have been to Mayapur, when you're standing in front of the front gate of ISKCON Mayapur compound, down to the right, there's the next Gaudiya Math temple is where Madhava Maharaj had his Gaudiya Math headquarters. And Yasomati Nandana, many of you know him, Srila Madhava knows him very intimately, he went to visit, pay his respects to Madhava Maharaj, you know, just a courtesy. And Madhava Maharaj passed a remark, the expression goes. And his remark was, well, of course your Guru Maharaj was capable of doing what he did because he was really good at business. And Yasomati Nandan did what he does sometimes. He got really fiery and said, don't you know the philosophy? It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana, Prabhupada was able to do because of directly being empowered by Krishna Shakti. You're a nonsense. I'm leaving. And he left. I don't know if he said, you're nonsense. He, no. But implicitly, at least. So he went and told Prabhupada. Right after that, he was like, you know, disturbed. Because he was paying his respects. But Prabhupada's godbrother was disrespecting Prabhupada. It's a material quality that has enabled him to do what he did. Not so. And Prabhupada appreciated Yasomati Nandana, knew the philosophy, he knew Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he defeated his godbrother. And he was like, you know, fiery about it, as Yaso is sometimes. And then Prabhupada spoke about it. And that it was that and a few other things that Prabhupada then warned not to pay visits to the Acharyas, because the Acharyas, in the language of one of the Acharyas from the other Gaudiya Math, we are feeding off the crumbs from Swami's plate. They were trying to take away disciples that Srila Prabhupada had brought to Krishna consciousness. And there's examples without the anecdotal part. So that's some speciality of ISKCON, that this particular branch of the Chaitanya tree. Is that right?
Yeah, that clears it up for me, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you.
Glad you cleared up. Karuna Nidhi has something. You want to bring the microphone? Speak slowly and clearly.
I get confused about what is the garbhosan and kaswalosan.
Brahma is what?
Garbhosan.
Garbhadak ocean.
And casual ocean.
And the which ocean? Causal ocean?
Yes.
Causal ocean?
Yes.
Causal ocean. So causal is karana, that's karana dakshayi Vishnu, karana ocean, and garbhadakshayi Vishnu lies in the garbhadak ocean. So the garbhadak ocean is half of the universe fills with garbhadak water from the body of garbhadakshayi Vishnu. That water is different than the causal ocean. Does that help? There's two oceans, Mahavishnus and Garbhadakshayi Vishnus. And Garbhadakshayi Vishnus is called the Garbhadak Ocean, and Mahavishnus is called the Karana Ocean. The Karana Ocean is not filling up half the universe. The Garbhadak Ocean is filling up half the universe. When he lies down in the universe, he fills up half the universe. Is that all right? You want to hand the microphone here?
Guruji, I have two questions. In the purport, Prabhupada says, or the disciples of Prabhupada write that Brahma has an intimate relationship with the Lord because of the activities of universal creation. So I was thinking, Is the intimacy because of the service, or the service because of the intimacy?
They're both intimate. But the language of service is something. Service
permits intimacy. Intimacy then entitles one to be given some important service. But either way, they're correct. Next question. don't dwell on it. That's a mental thing.
The other question is, you know, we've been hearing about how Brahma is seeking forgiveness from Krishna. And my thoughts were going to, you know, to seek forgiveness has to be begins with honesty and self-honesty.
Yes.
How does? So the question is, what gives strength? Because it seemed like one requires strength to look within and be completely open and to one's mistakes.
So your question specifically is, what's the element of strength involved, or where does one get it?
Where does
or
strength come from to be?
Where does it come from? That's your question?
How do we get it?
How do we get it? Balaram. Spiritual strength. There's gems for the other kind. But spiritual strength. Balaram. And he's Krishna's first expansion. That's where it comes from. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. That's where we get it. And of course, the representatives of, because the spiritual master is the representative of, empowered by, carrying out the function of Lord Nityananda in the case of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay? That's where it comes from. Okay, we're going to get a preamble. Slowly.
My question is related to the purport where Prabhupada mentions the word Brahma begged, or he was a beggar, something to that extent.
Brahma begs?
Yeah, he's a beggar, or he begged, something like that, for Krishna's mercy.
Okay.
He used that word, and
It's Prabhupada's followers, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive me for that. So, yeah. So, in Prabhupada's Jaladutta prayers, he identified himself as your insignificant beggar. In the material world, when somebody says, what do you do for a living? You know, nobody will say beggar. You know, it's very...
Some people will say that. Some people, that is their profession. It must be lucrative because they're out there in all kinds of inclement weather.
True. But my question is related to the fact that we see there's, in one sense, we're all beggars because we need help from somebody. But one thing I appreciate about Prabhupada, maybe you could expand on, is that there's many pastimes like Durvasa Muni. He begged for help from Vishnu, from Shiva, for so many people. But in order to curb his ego, he had to beg from help from Ambarish. And same with Pradyumna Mishra. He begged for Lord Chaitanya's help, but Lord Chaitanya said, this is not going to curb your ego. Go to Ramananda Roy. And so Prabhupada, same thing. Prabhupada says, my dear God brothers, can you help me? And Krishna was, so they, generally speaking, some of them were, but he had to, he was grateful for whatever help he received, which was, you know, the hippies. And so my question is, will Krishna force us in positions, can we expect Krishna forces in positions to be grateful for whatever help we receive, however small or great, to curb our ego? And
not only when that, you receive something that's like a resource that you can use in service, but even when the hard times come, be grateful. You know, that's a spiritual position. Who's grateful for hard times? When I was in Detroit, I met a devotee that I've known for so many years. And his words at the end, he just came up privately at the end, said, I'm struggling with depression, and can I get some advice from you how I can feel grateful for my circumstance? And I said a number of things, and he ended with, I'm praying to become grateful for my circumstance. It's like he was just, I don't know if he heard anything I said, he was just fixed in that mood. So when circumstance comes that's something that looks like it's, you know, a resource we can use in our service of one way or another, then begging and feeling grateful for that is one thing, and feeling grateful for difficult times. So it depends on what your goal is and what you understand how to reach the goal. Like Queen Kunti, right? She's not literally begging for calamities, although that's what it sounds like. Bring it on. She's asking for that connection with Krishna, because when there have been calamities, Krishna comes. It's right in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When Narada Muni goes to visit Hastinapur, he finds the Pandavas having a conference on how to cook up the next calamity, because Krishna will come. So we don't like find the nearest expressway and just go walking across the expressway, because Krishna will come and intervene and help us. And we're like, hey, Krishna is very kind. But even when there's difficulty, so the heart of the devotee, you know, there are different examples, Prahlad and so forth, Haridas Thakur, etc. The devotee is depending upon the mercy of Krishna. It's one of the symptoms of surrender. And so because of that surrendered heart, even, whatever you want to do. Now, that's a very elevated position, that we're not there yet. We can't pretend to be there yet because we're not there yet. It's not sustainable. So begging for mercy may take different forms, but it's a fact. We're dependent, we're not independent. I don't know if that's addressing your question, but Nityananda Pran has something. We're going to end with this.
Maharaj, I process slowly. So usually the light turns on much later in the day. There is something that... So what I'm about to ask is still formulating. Here Lord Brahma uses the word Brahma or Aja.
Referring, he uses the word...
Aja in the third line.
Yeah.
Referring to himself in third person.
Yes.
And in the fourth line, he refers to himself in first person. Where, and both have Vinirgata before it. So is the is the understanding that in principle he's speaking because he's expressing humility, he's expressing that there are many Brahmas that are born and I'm one of them?
That's a possibility. There's other possibilities too.
What might be other possibilities?
What others? What are some other on the possibility list?
Yes.
It's on the one hand, it's autobiographical. That's the aham, and then it's principle based. He's in that post, whether he's referring to others in other universes or not. It's the post of someone who is born directly from the body of Narayana or Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. That's the aja term, a principle-based use of the term. There's probably others. Okay. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.